7.
At 7 after the hour of the Good Day Weekend program, as we communicate to you in every way possible using all the tools available in modern science and modern technology. That sounds pretty big, like the space program or something, Ken, huh?
Pretty impressive.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, speaking of impressive, is here to converse with you about what's going on in your medical health and well-being department. 888-553-7536. We always get jammed at the end of the program. Hopefully your station is going to carry both hours of it, and you are ready to go. If you have questions, please, please feel free to message us. You can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show. There are a lot of different ways of connecting on. You send an email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstephan.com. But the best way to do it, because then we get the nuance of what's going on, we feel the emotion, we feel the intensity of your interest, is by dialing us and going on the air live at 888-553-7536. And as usual, during the course of the program, we are here not to argue with you, but to inform you, and thus a list of lots of things that have happened in the news, medical news this week. Ken will bring us up to date on all of that, but underscoring how we really want to get to what it is that's on your mind, because that's how we can help not only you, but lots of other people be well. And that's what the emphasis is here. We are live at 888-553-7536. Yesterday I had a tooth removed, and it was an experience, that I decided to do it homeopathically and not have any anything except I chickened out at
what does it mean to have a tooth removed homeopathically?
It means you don't take any drugs. It's like having a child without having one of those blockers.
So you had no anesthesia?
Well, I did after he started poking around. It wasn't. It was
so much for true beliefs.
Well, now take a shot.
I'm just joking.
I know you were.
I wouldn't imagine doing it without anesthesia.
Well, this is an area. My question to you, more than anything else, is about how it is. And you're not a dentist, but because we talk about so many different things, and because you're so good, knowledge-wise, at figuring these things out, and maybe this is a general statement versus a question, Ken. The variation in quality of medical care, maybe we'll just get down to that in our continuing thirst for trying to figure out how we make the world better for people. It's all about choice as much as anything else, and what you feel, your gut feelings about going to various doctors and dentists. The dentist is a doctor that works on your teeth.
Absolutely.
And they go through the same medical training that you do. They just specialize. You're a cardiologist, so you specialize in that. They're a dentist, so they specialize in the teeth, the gums, the jaws, et cetera. So, anyway, we looked at this tooth that came out, and the smell, I started about a month ago, I have pretty good teeth, actually. You've examined my teeth, not as a dentist, but you examined me because of the whole approach that you have to checking everybody out.
You do have nice teeth.
I have good teeth, and I have pretty good gums. But this particular tooth had a problem when I was 19, and then I had another problem when I was in my 40s with it, and it ended up being capped, root canal and all that stuff. And so when it started bothering me last month, the dentist that I've been using for years died, unfortunately, a few months ago, so I had to find a new one, and I went to your friend of mine, Dr. Bordick, and I said, tell me where you go. I want to go to a dentist, because I'd call you and say that, but I want to go to Florida to go to the dentist. It's bad enough that I got one in California and Massachusetts enough. So, anyway, he sent me to this homeopathic dentist, and I liked their approach. I loved the way they informed and, you know, brought you around to understanding how the cures could be. And that's what the real the essence of the homeopathic approach is. You don't have to take any drugs, antibiotics, that sort of thing. Just, you know, here's how to do it. But I did have Novocaine. But when he took that tooth out, it was ugly. And it smelled. It was really, I mean, I could smell. My mouth was open. And I could smell what happened or what was happening when they took the tooth out of there. So my question to you is, what in the world was going on? I mean, he told me, and but I don't want the explanation to come from me. I would like you from the medical side. And is there, when you, I guess Tony said something about that when they took our arm off. My former wife, for those of you who don't know, with whom I am still very close, had her arm amputated in February. And she talked about how badly it smelled. So what the heck is going on? Is this the body working toward, I mean, I wonder how long my body has been trying to heal this impacted, messed up tooth, rotten, in essence. How in the world does it, you know, somebody as tough as me, my immune system is great. I never get sick. But when I smelled that, I said, well, what's there? He said, rotten. It just, ugh, God. So what's going on? What's the body doing to try to defend itself against whatever was going on with my tooth or with Tony's arm or any other kind of disease? Is it always smell like this when you get into something that's really infected?
Exactly. You've had these symptoms, I would bet, for a long, long time, haven't you?
Well, I've had an ache here and a pain there, and I haven't really. I mean, I've had my teeth. I have my teeth cleaned 3 or 4 times a year. And it bleeds, but here's the significant element of this is that when I floss over there, it bleeds. And it was uncomfortable. The tooth was a little loose. And then but it really started to ache about a month ago, 3 weeks ago.
I most certainly, this is just due to a long, chronic infection. The bacteria in the mouth, which cause cavities, yeah, and inflammation and infection in the mouth, they give off byproducts, you know, just like, you know, when we have to break down our food, you know, we start smelling a little bit, not to be vulgar.
That's true, we do.
The bacteria, yeah, do the same thing. The breakdown byproducts of their metabolism, they make these products that sometimes are just awful to the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And this just represents a long, significant infection. And that's the challenge with teeth, is often it's deep down. You can't get to it. It just smolders. It's not getting itself cleaned out naturally. And the only way to get an infection cleared up is to get it all out.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done. And I'm just amazed. You didn't ask me. I'm just amazed that they didn't put you on antibiotics after this.
Well, they gave me, they said, you make the choice. If you want to take antibiotics, help yourself. If it isn't, the thing that's wonderful about my body, and I thank God for this, is that I healed extraordinarily quickly. He couldn't believe how quickly I stopped bleeding after the tooth was taken out. I had a swelling and a discomfort last night, a couple of ibuprofen. I don't know how I sound this morning. I feel like I sound normal.
You sound fine.
Do I sound fine? Okay. So last night, I couldn't move my mouth. When I went to bed last night, I thought to myself, my God, what am I going to be like in the morning when I wake up and I got to go on the air with Ken? And this morning, I can feel that there's a hole there. Has a little bit of swelling, but it doesn't seem to be affecting how I'm able to use my mouth. So that's good. And then he said, okay, he gave me 4 different prescriptions. If this bothers you, go get this. But in the meantime, they gave me a whole bunch of homeopathic stuff, which I took, and it has adjusted. And one of the things he said to me was, you need to be on a probiotic. And that's very homeopathic. And I said, well, I was on Natron Healthy Trinity, and he knew about it and said, yep, that's what you need. That's the kind of stuff you need to counter. For every antibiotic you take, if you decide to, you need to take a probiotic. And I said, I am on probiotics all the time. And that seems to be one of the things, whether it sounds too coincidental or not, what we tell you when we're talking about, Ken investigates various products. And he's investigated Natron thoroughly. When you investigate these things and you find out they are what they are, you really do you start to believe, and you've become pretty blended. I don't know whether you were before, but I think you've become a little more so since you and I got together.
You keep pulling me over.
I do, yeah, to the from the dark side to the bright side. So anyway, just a second on probiotics and how, because I'm healing as quickly as I can, how much influence has come from the fact that my system itself is pretty healthy and pretty well tuned to take care of something like this. And maybe this guy recognized it and said, your choice is take the antibiotic, or, you know, he gave me a couple of homeopathic things, and then make sure you have a probiotic. What's your read on it?
Well, just a couple of comments about probiotics. I think probiotics are moving over and becoming pretty mainstream. I'm seeing a lot of traditional doctors that I've known for a couple of decades, as traditionally trained as you could possibly be, who do routinely now recommend probiotics whenever they prescribe an antibiotic. I bet they're not yet recommending it on a daily basis. Some of them are, some of them aren't, but I'm seeing routinely recommendations for when patients are given antibiotics. Probiotics are very important. You know, I've done the research on this. I've read the studies. There's no doubt that our stomach and intestines need continuously to be replenished with these healthy bacteria. Your body's made of them. You shouldn't be afraid of them. I'm more concerned if you don't have them in your body.
Right.
And the pioneers in America of these products is the company that we are using right now, these Natron's Healthy Trinity. They are the high end, the highest quality. They come refrigerated. They treat their product as if it's like plasma, and it's the serious probiotic for people who really take their health seriously.
Americans, if you are taking your health seriously, please avail yourself of the Natron Healthy Trinity. Take the 90-day challenge. If you don't have a happy tummy within 90 days, Natron will give you your money back. There is an easy way to connect. You call 888-9-NATREN. That's 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N on your phone. You've heard of stories about acidophilus and all that other stuff. Look at the bifida. Look at the contents of these when you get them. 888-962-8736.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us, business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
All right, 888-553-7536. We're about to get to your calls. Also, an interesting story about those of you who grew up on a farm, what that may lead to. Ken has the medical news coming up here on the Good Day Weekend program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
And change after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Florida, very well known around his state in the southeast and all over the country. A spokesperson for the American Heart Association is very qualified, and that's what people love about him. Not only does he know about the heart and circulatory system, but he is well trained in all of the other disciplines, so he's certainly qualified to answer your question and deal with your concern. And you do that best by going to 888-553-7536. This portion of Good Day Health brought to you by AlloCure, immediate digestive relief. Try now. Call 855-879-2873. That's 879-2873 with an 855 in front of it. And get special offer. What is there about AlloCure? We all, a lot of people know about the aloes. It's a wonderful, it's just a, I think it's an opening, isn't it, Ken? The aloe vera, the juices, you put it in your body, on your body. It's pretty amazing.
Yes, Doug, anyone, any of our listeners, family, friends, suffering with digestive issues, aloe has been known for years, for decades, for its healing properties, for centuries. And I've tried this. It just helps to balance the stomach acid. It buffers the stomach. It protects it. You have this immediate soothing feeling. If you're dealing with acid reflux, before you go to the pills, this is a natural way to help you sleep through the night, help you avoid the havoc, the pain, all the other symptoms that you get with acid reflux. The reason why I like this, because you're not exposed to any potential side effects, adverse effects that pills might have. And my recommendation is before you try the pills, to try this AlloCure. It's not a drug. It's a way to naturally help yourself with aloe vera, which is a key to good health, to help you deal with these stomach issues. So if you're looking for freedom to eat what you want, sleep through the night, and not be a prisoner to your own bathroom, you have to try this product. It's easy, effective, and affordable. Just call 1-855-TRY-ALLOCURE for a free trial. They're offering a free one-month supply, a book called Aloe Vera, Key to Good Health, and the number is 855-TRI-ALICURE. And, boy, that's a hard word to maybe spell.
That's why we translate.
TRYALOECURE. 1-855-TRI-ALICURE.
That's why we sort of translated it down to 879-2873. That makes it easier for you. But Ken's giving you all of the insight here. One of our colleagues that we work with, you were on the phone actually with him when he had a stomach upset and went away for 30 or 40 minutes from his work. He tried the AlloCure, and you know, he's moderately skeptical, I think is probably the best way of describing him. And he said, well, you know what he told you. He took the stuff, and it seemed to straighten out everything that was going on in his stomach, whatever the heck it was.
The studies show that 90% of AlloCure users are satisfied with the results. It also supports healthy liver function. It's been scientifically supported and clinically tested. It's certified organic by EcoCert. It calms stomach acid and soothes GI tract discomfort, Doug.
All right, so there you go. Another good product that we think makes sense for you to consider. All right, so the business about those who are from the farm like I am and are still on the farm, study came out this week about what happens when you grow up near livestock. And one wonders about this. There are a lot of people that worry about a lot of the things that are around the farm.
This is a fascinating study because it shows growing up in around farms, different types of farms, put you at different risks for different issues. This was published this week, Doug, in Occupational and Environmental Medicine. Children raised on livestock farms, they're at significantly greater risk of developing blood cancers. We're talking about such things as leukemia, multiple myeloma, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma later in life. It seems that exposure to particular viruses during childhood may modify the immune system response, Doug, and result in a higher risk for blood cancer in adulthood. But the interesting thing was the people who were raised on farms with crops were not more likely to develop blood cancer, and the risk of developing blood cancers was 22% higher for those who grew up on a livestock farm than those who did not. And also being raised on a poultry farm carried the greatest risk. Those who had spent their childhood living on a poultry farm, Doug, were three times more likely to develop a blood cancer than others. And on the flip side, growing up on a crop farm came with nearly a 20% lower risk of developing blood cancer. So yeah. Figure this one out.
Yeah, that's really strange, given the fact I think my immune system, and we were talking about that with the relationship, what's going on with my tooth. I think my immune system is proven to be outstandingly strong, and I think I've adjusted because of all the exposure to all the things that I continue as an adult to be exposed to, but certainly was as a child, all the sort of, some people call it the dirts, but the things that are around the farm. And I have my blood work done. You see it every year. It's, if anything, as normal can be.
So well, you're especially vigilant with the way you eat and activity, and you just take good care of yourself.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the idea. We're here to help you take good care. 888-553-7536 for your medical questions. What's high on your rate of impact and import? The doctor is here, and he'll think it through and help you out. 888-553-7536 at half past the hour. Good day weekend, good day health with Dr. Ken.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Ken and Doug, awaiting your calls. We have a predictable, we try not to be predictable around here, but one thing that's predictable is people wait till we have all the lines filled up and then complain to me with email all week that I can't get through. But what's predictable is the lines are open at the beginning of the 2 hours, and that's where we are right now. If you've ever tried and the lines were busy, here's your opportunity. We're going to pay for the call. You won't get a bill. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'll share with you, I've been in medicine at least 30 years. I've been practicing cardiology in Central Florida now for almost 25. And I want to share with you my head-to-toe experience. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen. I'm a trained internist, trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association, went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was an intern and resident at Duke University, and then I was out at the University of California in San Francisco as a cardiology fellow training. So I've seen east and west and north and south medicine throughout this country, and I can take care of your family, your mom, and dad, your brothers, your sister, your spouse, your kids. I want to share with you my experience, help you get to the next step. Easy to talk to. I promise I won't embarrass you. You want to talk about sex? I'd be glad to help you get to the next step. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Write it down. Pass it around. Send it out to all your friends. 1-888-55 D-R-K-E-N. Toll free from anywhere in the country. All 50 states. And there are 50.
There are. You count them. In the meantime, we'll get at it, 888-553-7536. It's the important connection while we're on the air, but there are a lot of other connections. The Good Day Health newsletter comes out every week. Ken edits it, puts together a lot of things that have to do with the news of the week, or sometimes there's a theme updating people on the news of a particular issue with references to information that's come about, let's say, in the past month or the past year. So what's our focus What are you bugging people about this week, Ken?
Not to be cute, but last week we talked about sexual news and personal relationships. This week it's the latest news related to pregnancy and infant health. You'll enjoy this. We go back about 6 months in all the medical journals, the ones that stack high above your doctor's heads on their desks, and we take out the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle. You'll enjoy this. Sign up at drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. And, yes, it's still free, so please sign up before they change the policies around here.
Send over my dead body. Ken's picture is the connection. Just click on that. It'll bring you into where the newsletter is, for example. It'll ask for your email address. Just give us your email address, and we'll send this out to you. We won't be bugging you with anything else. It's just something that we feel is helpful. What I'm reading here is how important not having caffeine if you're trying to get pregnant is for women. Apparently, caffeine gets in the way of the process of being of getting successfully pregnant if you get too much of it in your system.
If you want to get pregnant, I would try to stay away from it because it may actually, there's been theories about this, that it may interfere with the egg, the fertilized egg, getting itself nicely situated in the uterus, in the womb, and it may just make it jiggle. You know how you feel your heart palpate when you take too much caffeine? Maybe the fertilized egg just is shaking too much and doesn't get nice and rested where it should be.
Uh-huh. All right. There you go. Take his advice. It's certainly worth listening to, as a lot of people find out every week when they call us at 888-553-7536. Some calls from people who want to know how to reach the line for AlloCure. You did such a great job explaining how well it works. And those people who want to have the problem with their digestion resolved, this is what happens if you don't prevent it. This is how you fix it. AlloCure, the number for it is 855-879-2873. Again, for AlloCure, you can remember, try AlloCure. Just put 855 in front of that, and you can translate it. But also, I did it for you, 855-879-2873. 888-553-7536. Jennifer in Los Angeles is dialing that number. Jennifer, hi, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I actually called not too long ago questioning potential vitamin B, my vitamin B being low. Turns out it wasn't my vitamin B. They've diagnosed me with fibromyalgia. And my question is, I kind of feel like it was a diagnosis of, we don't know what it is, it's not this, it's not that, so we're going to call it this. Is this a legitimate disorder? And my next question is, they're treating me with antidepressants. And being a person who is leery of medication that's unnecessary, I'm a little confused about the whole situation.
Jennifer, great question. I'm so glad you called. Fibromyalgia, I was a medical intern in 1982 at Duke University, and at that time, I'm going to date myself, one of the very bright professors brought me around to see a patient who was about your age and was a female and was complaining from head to toe of pain, every single joint, every single muscle in her body hurt. If you just barely put a fingertip on her, she was screaming. She had at Duke University an incredible mega evaluation, every possible blood test for arthritis, for pain, for inflammatory illness you could imagine. Everything on her chart was normal. That's what was so impressive. And this incredible professor told me about a problem called fibromyalgia. At that time, a lot of people didn't even believe that it existed. It usually is associated with some sleep disorder. It's felt to be due to probably some neurochemical abnormalities in the brain, along with there may be some other issues in the chemistry of the muscle and nerve fibers that we just don't yet understand. But any doctor who tells you this doesn't exist is Dr. Rip Van Winkle. They have not kept up. This is absolutely a true entity. and the major university medical centers of the across the country accept this as a diagnosis, and it is a diagnosis of exclusion. You have all these other tests for you have the blood test for rheumatoid arthritis, sed rate for inflammation, C-reactive protein for inflammation, ANA for lupus. I could go on and on and on, and everything is normal. Jennifer, this is treated with various different products, analgesics, antidepressants, even anti-seizure medications. What I like for this, and here is where Doug, you know, pulls me over to the blended arena. I just told you how traditionally trained I am, but there's a product called Korvalin. It's D-ribose. It's a structural sugar, and your muscles need to make energy. Remember from high school biology, ATP? That's what the muscles burn for energy. And one of the building blocks of ATP is the structural sugar, D-ribose. It's not like glucose. You think of blood sugar. It's a six-carbon sugar. This doesn't increase your blood sugar. It's a structural. I don't want to get too technical here, but it's a structural sugar or a five-carbon one. And there's a physician who has been suffering with fibromyalgia and did his own study, actually showed that two-thirds of people get better with D-ribose, Korvalin. And I would try to use that first. If that doesn't work, there certainly are, you know, the Chinese restaurant, for one from Column A, there are all these different drugs. Cymbalta, you're going to see. Prozac, you're going to see. The NSAIDs, Tylenol, are all. Neurontin, Lyrica. All of these have been touted in some studies to have some effect. Nothing is absolute. Nothing really cures this. It just helps you with the symptoms. I think the natural way with no side effects is to try the D-ribose. You can get it in the health food store. You can go online, look for something called Korvalin, and go from there.
How do you spell that?
C-O-R-V as in Victor, A-L-E-N.
And I
would
take
much prefer that. They do have me on Prozac. I would much prefer homeopathic than Prozac.
Hmm. And there is good, you know, the doctors may roll their eyes when you mention that. Tell them that there is scientific published evidence showing that it's effective. And the nice thing is you don't have to, there's no safety concerns because your body uses that, and just use it. You need to use it 3 to 4 times a day. We use it to strengthen the heart. It's very good at making the heart work stronger. It's been shown in studies for heart failure to be effective. But we give it to heart patients twice a day. For fibromyalgia, you need to take it 3 to 4 times a day.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate
Let
it.
Let me know how it works, certainly Jennifer, okay. In Los Angeles, okay?
888-553-7536. We go to Yorkville, New York, where Donna calls about her son. Go ahead, Donna. You're on with Dr. Ken right now.
Hi, Doctor. You have a great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Donna.
My son is 20 years old, and he's always had a tonsil problem. He still has his tonsils. But he went to the orthodontist a couple days ago, and they couldn't do anything. When they looked in it, they said that they think he has a mouth virus, some kind of mouth virus, because he has these little tiny, I don't know if they're polyps or nodules, because I did see them. They're like little pimply kind of, not pimple, but you could see like dot things in there. And he said last night that it felt like they were more down into his throat, and that he was having a little trouble with breathing. And this was caused about 2 months ago when he was pushed. He does wagons and stuff for his job, you know, grocery wagons. And he pushed the carts in, and they got stuck on the side of the wagon holder and came back and hit him in the diaphragm. And then he's had acid reflux since.
Yes.
So he's constantly burping, and everything he's taking isn't helping.
Yeah, Donna, this is the nightmare of every talk show host in America. I hope he doesn't do talk radio. Your son, my heart goes out to him. And he doesn't smoke, does he? Please tell me
no. No, he doesn't smoke or drink or take drugs,
okay,
nothing.
Okay, great. So just let me in here because I was trying to follow the sequence. He's been to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, the otorhinolaryngologist, easy for you to say?
He hasn't been. They can't get him until September for now.
Oh,
but
gosh,
in the
you're
past
kidding
he's
me.
Been. But with this little problem, no. However.
Tell the nurse that he's related to the doctor.
I'm sorry?
Tell the nurse he's related to the doctor.
Because you need to get in there right away?
Yeah.
Donna, what I would do is, here's how you do it. You have he has a family doctor?
Yes, he's going Monday.
Okay. This is what you need to do. This is why I tell everybody to have a primary care doctor. And everybody listening, this is the example of why everyone tells me, oh, I don't need a primary care doctor. I've got you, Dr. Kronhaus. This is why you need a primary care doctor. Because here you have a general problem that was unpredictable, and suddenly you have a potentially concerning issue in the throat. Hopefully it's nothing. Hopefully it's just an infection that'll go away. But it needs to be looked at yesterday. And in your local area, the good throat doctors, if you just call up on your own and not going to see you for 2-3 months, he could need his funeral by then. And I hopefully not. And you protect this. So this is where you ask. This is where having a good primary care doctor is life-saving. And you have the primary care doctor make that call to his buddy, the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and explain to the otorhinolaryngologist why your son has to get in yesterday, and that will happen.
Dr. Ken, I did call the ER. I called him. I called the doctor because he's very good with our family, and he always gets us in. They know us, but he's on vacation for the next 2 weeks, and his partner doesn't normally take other people, and I'm waiting for them to call back from Thursday.
Okay, give me a second.
If they're going to take him.
Give me a second.
But in the meantime, I got Monday.
Any good doctor in today's world has somebody covering for them. You know, we pay back each other because we can't be there 24/7, 365. So all of us, you know, it's the paybacks. When I'm away, I'm covering. Someone's covering for me. When I'm there, I'm covering for somebody else. And I'm sure there's somebody covering. Tell them you need to talk to them. Be your nice, polite self as you are, and tell them the problem, that you need their help to make a call and facilitate a referral soon. And tell them tell them that you spoke to another doctor and recommended this be done.
I will, but what are you thinking?
I just want a peace of mind. I want somebody to go in there and look at it and see what it is. And
about 6 months ago, he did have a polyp removed in the back of his throat. And
you know what is going on here? Always is throat cancer, but it's not likely given the lifestyle that you told me about. And I just want to make sure that it's okay. He and you need peace of mind. And if it is inflammation, it needs to be treated.
Okay, and another thing, the Trinity probiotic, I did call on that, and I'm very interested because I heard your commercial, you know, talking about it. Would that help him with the acid reflux and stuff, do you think?
It certainly is worth a trial. Many people with acid reflux, you can try that. You can also try this aloe product that we recommend. Between one or the other, you should get some help, and many people can avoid the pills.
The aloe cure is very – anything going on inside your body like this, there's a reason there. The body's out of adjustment, and aloe cure is a wonderful way. It really is to the aloe vera products inside and out really do temper whatever's going on. I'll give you that number, Donna, if you want to try it. 855-879-2873. 855-879-2873. Best of luck to you and to your son. Good question. Good conversation. 888-553-7536. As we move ahead here, lots of testimonials, lots of questions, and lots of answers. The man giving the answers is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Again, our toll-free number is 888-55-DRKEN.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. That's how you reach Dr. Ken with his email or me. You can send questions along about your issues. I got a pharmacist that sent an email to me, Doug at DougStephan.com. Back to the calls in just a matter of moments here on the Good Day Weekend program.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the medicine man. He's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and he's here at 888-553-7536, going through the health news of the week, taking your calls to figure out what's going on with you. Let's talk. Here's Nancy in Frankfort, New York. Hi, Nancy. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Several years ago in the Washington County area, which is located between New York and Vermont, there were at the fair, several people died with kidney failure because they drank the lemonade from the stand, and that was near the cattle barn. And being a dairy farmer, the farm children drank the same lemonade and weren't affected with the E. coli, it was determined. And Cornell University did the study. And I was just wondering if you build the immunity up against E. coli, if this is because of the farm kids being around the manure and whatnot, if that is a reason why they didn't become ill and go into kidney failure and eventually die, like the several of these people did at the fair. And, of course, everybody drinks the bottled water, and is it making the immunity or lack of immunity because of everything being so pure in the water?
Well, the kids growing up around the farm may have developed some immunity to what was there, and when the big problem occurred, they were able to fight it a little better.
See, I think that's what happens. I'm very much a believer in that, Nancy. as you can tell. And I've said this so many times, relating, for those of you who weren't around earlier on, I was telling a story about having a tooth extracted and not having to go through much of the normal routine because my immune system and body is in such good shape. I'm not beating my chest saying, oh, Doug, you're so wonderful. What I'm saying is it's a practical side to where we came from as a country, where 98% of all of us as Americans grew our own food and were involved in agriculture. Now the statistics have directly turned around. It's 98% of us are not involved at all. 2% grow all the food, and the farms are run by actually less than 2% of the population. And so there are fewer and fewer people that are exposed to all of this. The immune system, that's how it works. When you get a flu shot, they're putting flu bugs in you. When you get most of the polio shots, that's polio. You're getting that virus in you. You're getting, when you get a shot to keep you immune, they're putting a small amount of whatever the problem is into your system. So, duh, that seems to be two and two still makes four, Ken, right?
So I have a follow-up question to this. So how are they doing any research on E. coli so people that aren't in the in our area for the dairy and for E. coli immunity? Because it seems like everybody is getting it picked up. And
well, you have the FDA that has, as usual, done a disservice to the people that pay the bill, you and me, by scaring everybody without either full knowledge. You know, when every time, and it's the news media even more than it is the FDA, when they're, for example, the E. coli outbreak that we talked about recently in Europe and what brought that about. And how it was handled. Every time, there are so many different kinds of E. coli that it's not fair to say E. coli and have sort of a general, okay, E. coli is all bad. E. coli is not good, but there are some strains of it that are a lot tougher than others, Ken. Would you agree?
Absolutely. There's some healthy E. coli, but there are some E. coli that'll kill you.
So you gotta be able to understand the temperament here. But we have so much coverage of some of these. When we were all kids, and I don't mean to sound like, okay, this is a return with us now to the great days, the olden days, the golden days, but we didn't know any of this stuff, and we weren't any the worse off for not being wise, if you will.
Right.
The parents who continually scare their children and keep away, that's dirty, stay away from it, or you cover your hands with all of those antibacterial things, you're really doing yourself a disservice because your body can build up and does build up immunity to all kinds of things if you're exposed to them the right way. The little girl that used to live here with the lady that I had in my life, she grew up around stuff 3 or 4 years. And was the healthiest kid. She'd go play in these play groups. Everybody else would have sniffles and coughs, and she had nothing. And it's because she had raw milk and because she was exposed to the stuff on the farm. It just made her stronger. You can't everybody be exposed to the farm now, but for heaven's sakes, being so protective of your children is probably not in their best interests. Maybe that's the bottom line here, huh? I think that's a good question. Nancy, good luck on the farm. I hope you're having a good season. 888-553-7536. Calls when we move on here in the next hour. There's a lady who has some hair falling out. How is it that women lose their hair? Ken has a philosophy or a theory on that. As it relates to even heart disease. Why are more women dying of heart disease? That story and many other calls from you coming up here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.